AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says the U.S. is dealing another powerful blow to Russia during the Ukraine war. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
On top of earlier tough sanctions, the president's now taking a step he'd resisted for weeks, banning all Russian oil imports, which will hurt Vladimir Putin's ability to fund the offensive.
We will not be part of subsidizing Putin's war.
The move's aimed at what the president calls the Russian economy's main artery.
But there will be cost as well here in the United States.
Though Russian oil only makes up a small part of U.S. imports, gas prices here have already hit a record high average, $4.17 a gallon per AAA. The president warns they will keep rising. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oil industry analyst Tom Kloza agrees.
We're going much higher, and it's going to be almost immediate. This is like a virtual market, or it's like an adjustable rate mortgage that's adjusting every 12 hours.
The president's announcement has resulted in big gains on Wall Street. Speaking to the British Parliament, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky used words Winston Churchill used during World War II to describe the war with Russia.
We will not give up and we will not lose. We will fight till the end, at sea, in the air. We will continue fighting for our land, whatever the cost.
Russian shelling continues in Ukraine. McDonald's says it is temporarily closing 850 restaurants in Russia in response to the Ukraine invasion. Florida's Republican-dominated legislature passed a bill to forbid instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. Opponents call it the Don't Say Gay Bill. There are reports Aaron Rodgers has signed on to return as quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. This is AP News. Efforts to put in place ceasefires along humanitarian corridors in Ukraine have repeatedly failed because of Russian shelling.
That appeared again to be the case in the besieged city of Mariupol, where the deputy mayor says Russia has continued to pound the places where people collect for evacuation. The mayor adds some routes of the city were blocked, others mined. Mariupol has been without water, heat, sanitary systems or phones for several days. One of the most desperate scenes of the nearly two-week-old war. An estimated 200,000 people, nearly half the population, hope to flee the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A standards panel concluded former UK House of Commons Speaker John Bercow is a serial bully who should never again be granted an access pass to Parliament. Bercow became an international celebrity during Britain's bruising political wrangles over Brexit as he oversaw fractious debates with bellowing cries of
order.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.